All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, for the first time in a very long time, there is some hope for the Minnesota Timberwolves franchise. You're talking about a team that has not made the playoffs since 2004. You're talking about a team that has only made it past the first round of the NBA playoffs once. That was that same year when they reached the Western Conference Finals. Now, Tom Thibodeau has 2 years under his belt as the Timberwolves president of basketball operations, as well as being their head coach. And he is in the process of changing the culture there. You talk about the two young cornerstones for this team and big man, I'm talking about their center, Karl Anthony Towns, and of course, small forward, Andrew Wiggins. But recently, we have seen the Timberwolves really change their roster. You go back to the NBA draft when Minnesota was able to acquire all-star swingman Jimmy Butler from the Chicago Bulls. They also recently signed a veteran point guard in Jeff Teague, and they traded point guard Ricky Rubio to the Utah Jazz. And I got to tell you, this is the first time in a very long time that the Timberwolves are going to be a very dangerous team. They went 31-51 this past season, but I'll tell you like this, already the Timberwolves are going to be a playoff team for the 27-2018 NBA season. All they have to figure out is this. Who is going to be their go-to guy? You look at it like this. Karl Anthony Towns is a matchup nightmare. Andrew Wiggins is a matchup nightmare. Jimmy Butler is one of the best two-way players in the NBA right now. And on top of that, he knows Tom Thibodeau's system because it was Stibbs who drafted him with the Chicago Bulls. It was Stibbs who helped to develop him. And now Thibs is going to get the opportunity to see Jimmy Butler grow. And as Jimmy Butler grows, so will this Minnesota Timberwolves team. I'll tell you like this. You look at the top teams in the Western Conference right now. You're looking at the likes of the Golden State Warriors, the San Antonio Spurs, and the Houston Rockets. This Timberwolves team matches up with all of them, as long as they remain healthy. And I'll tell you right now, the one thing that Golden State has not had to consistently face over the past few years is a team that has a quality big man down low. And that is what Minnesota has with Cat. I also look at Wiggins and I also look at Butler. And I'll tell you right now, the gap in the Western Conference is closing. Thibodeau is going to preach defense. You know that. The Minnesota Timberwolves have a very young and exciting team. And I'll tell you like this, for the first time since the Kevin Garnett days, and it has been so long, that the folks in the Twin Cities definitely have something look forward to with their Timberwolves club. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.